Unit 18.
Short conversations. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Each conversation and question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 suggested answers marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. 1. Here comes the waitress. Should I ask her for more coffee?
That would be nice, but I'd just like a drop.
Does the woman want more coffee?
2. Aren't we supposed to leave for the theater? It's 7 o'clock.
No, we don't have to leave until 7:30.
How else could the man have indicated what time they have to leave?
3. Our special flavor this month is peaches and cream. Would you like to try it, ma'am?
No, I think I just have chocolate. 2 scoops, please.
What is the woman most probably buying?
4. Why didn't you come to Sally's party last night? We really had a lot of fun.
Oh, I just wasn't in a party mood.
Why didn't the man go to the party?
5. Why does Bill look so gloomy?
Oh, didn't you know? He and his girlfriend had a terrible fight and broke up.
How did the man know something was wrong with Bill?
6. I hear your new car came in today. When do we get a ride in it?
Oh, it came in 2 days ago. But I'm beginning to wonder when I'll get to ride in it myself. The dealer is taking his time about getting it ready for me.
How does the man seem to feel?
7. Hello, this is Carlos Garage. We found Mr. Wood's briefcase and wallet here after he left his car this morning.
He has been wondering where he could have left them. He'll pick them up this afternoon. He has to go out to the bank and the post office. Thank you for calling.
What do we learn about Mr. Wood from this conversation? 8. I'm living on a farm in the country this year.
But it's so far. Doesn't the driving bother you?
It only takes about 15 minutes.
What is the man doing this year? 9. The movie next Tuesday has been cancelled due to lack of interest.
What do you mean?
By last night, only a few tickets had been sold.
What can be concluded about the movie?
10. If we hurry, we can take the express train instead of the local and save an hour.
Yes. The express takes only 3 hours to get to New York.
How long does it take the local train to get to New York?
Spot dictation. In this section, you will hear one passage with some words missing. The passage will be read 3 times. First, you will hear it from the beginning to the end, just to get a general idea of it. Then, in the second reading, you will write down the missing words you hear in the corresponding space. You can check what you have written when the passage is read to you once again. In undeveloped countries, man's food needs are the same as in the most advanced societies. We could live a good life on very few types of food. People in very undeveloped countries eat only the kinds of food which can be grown near their homes, whereas people in developed countries eat foods which are often grown many thousands of miles away from their homes. People in undeveloped countries are happy with less different kinds of foods than people in very developed ones. People in the developed countries could live on only one meat, but they would be very unhappy because What they ate every time was the same. Even special foods, such as chicken, would be less fun to eat if you had them every day.
Passage. Many primitive peoples believed that by eating an animal, they could get some of the good qualities of that animal for themselves. They thought, for example, that eating deer would make them fleet like the deer. Cannibals believed that eating enemies that had shown bravery in battle would make them brave. Cannibalism may have started because people were eager to become as strong and brave as their enemies. Among civilized people, it was once thought that ginger roots, by some magical power, could improve the memory. Eggs were thought to make the voice pretty. Tomatoes also were believed to have magical powers. They were called love apples and were supposed to make people who ate them fall in love. Later, another false idea about tomatoes grew up, the idea that they were poisonous. How surprised the people who thought tomatoes poisonous would be if they could know that millions of tons of tomatoes were supplied to soldiers overseas during World War II. Even today, there are a great many mistaken ideas about food. Some of them are very widespread. One such idea is that you should not drink water with meals. Washing food down with water as a substitute for chewing is not a good idea, but some water with meals has been found to be helpful. It makes the digestive juices flow more freely and helps to digest the food. Many of the ideas which scientists tell us have no foundation, have to do with mixture of foods. A few years ago, the belief became general that orange juice and milk should never be drunk at the same meal. The reason given was that the acid in the orange juice would make the milk curdle and become indigestible. As a matter of fact, milk always meets in the stomach a digestive juice which curdles it. The curdling of the milk is the first step in its digestion. A similar false idea is that fish and ice cream, when eaten at the same meal, form a poisonous combination. Questions. 1. What do you know about cannibals? 2. What can be inferred from the passage? 3. According to the passage, which of the following statements is true? 4. What do you think is the best title of the passage? 5. What is the purpose of the author in writing this passage?
Story. Just after the last war, people were very willing to give money to help those who had suffered from it. But not everyone who collected money was honest. The newspapers were full of stories of people who had been cheated by men who went from house to house, saying that they were collecting for soldiers who had been seriously wounded in the war, or for people who had lost their homes, or for some other noble causes, while all the time they were putting the money they collected into their own pockets, instead of using it for the purposes they claimed to be collecting for. One day, Mr. Smith came back with another story of this kind. He told his wife that a group of people had collected thousands of dollars for the widow of the unknown soldier. Then someone had written to the papers about it, and they had written articles to warn other people. Mr. Smith said that he and his friends at the office had had a good laugh about the story when they had read it in the newspaper. Can you imagine anyone being so stupid as to believe that story and give money for the widow of the unknown soldier? He asked his wife. She looked puzzled at first, but then her face brightened. Oh, yes, I see now, she answered. Of course, the government pays the widow of the unknown soldier.